I knew it was going to be a challenge, no matter who my opponent was. We all know that the first rounds are always difficult. It's the first match of a Grand Slam. It's a little adventure. Also playing Taylor, she had a different style of game, a very lefty player, super talented. So it took me a while to feel better in the court, to get the rhythm, to have a game plan. So it was a tough match, but I'm happy to go through.
What does it feel to be the first winner of this on this new court, and how do you find this court?
Yeah, Marion asked me in the court, and it's actually cool to be the first player on it. I've been training the last week, well, not this week actually, on it for a couple of days. So I liked it. It's a very cute court. It's not small, but it's cozy.
Garbiñe, after that first set, it seemed like you made a few adjustments in terms of how you were game planning against her. Can you talk through that a little bit? Was it more the decision to go through the court, or if you could just talk about that?
Yeah, I think I wasn't having the right game plan in the first set. Also, I was trying to play for the first time a new player. We'd never faced each other, so I think she managed to get the first set, and immediately I realized that, okay, I got to do something different to turn things around, and a little bit going more forward, playing longer points. So one thing and another one, I started also to feel better in the court and getting my rhythm.
And just how does it feel kind of coming back, obviously now getting this opening win, which I know is always sometimes the toughest win at the slams for a lot of the top players, to just get this win under your belt? And did you feel just kind of the vibes of being back here, being back at the slam that probably you're the most successful at?
Yes and no. I mean, of course, it's a great match, great win. Like you say, the first matches aren't easy. It's only one match at the end of the day also. So, you know, there is many more matches to go, but for sure is a great relief to be in the second round.
Garbiñe, you have won at Roland Garros in the past and you have a good track record here. What does it take to be a champion at Roland Garros?
Good question. What does it take? Obviously, a very complete player. I think to win a Grand Slam, you don't only have to play beautiful and have great shots. It's a combination of having the X factor, because everybody plays well, but only few can win Grand Slams. I think a very complete player, having the courage, having the consistency of winning many matches, dealing with the pressure of being in a Grand Slam and advancing. So it's a puzzle that you got to put together, and it's not easy.
Can you say that maybe it's one of your favorite courts in Roland Garros? Can you rank the court here, the favorite one?
In French, here? I think my favorite will be Chatrier, because, I have, every time I go there, I have, my skin turns like chicken skin because I have beautiful memories. But after that, before was the court one, the little circle. So I think now Simone Mathieu is going to be my second option, because it's cute court and it's in a very different place. You don't feel like, you are around court. It's like in a garden. So it's a different feeling.